This is Among the Stacks, produced by the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky, the podcast where you learn what we're reading and recommending in the library news.
Hello, this is the Allen County Public Library with our podcast, Among the Stacks, and I'm Mariah.
I'm Dee.
Hey, Dee, how are you doing today?
Oh, girl, it's been an adventure today. If anybody out there that has cattle knows the struggle of when one of your cattle decides to go through the fence, and then you have to chase it down and get it back on the farm and fix the fence and all those great things. It's been a great morning.
It sounds like it. Now I'm happy to have my dog and two cats.
Yes.
Occasionally I have to herd Jesse back in the house. So I'm going to say I feel your pain, but I know I do not even come close to feeling your pain.
Not today, considering I did face plant while I was doing all that. But that's okay. I'm okay.
But just imagine how good he's going to taste.
That'll be a good steak.
Yes, it will.
I'll enjoy that one.
So it is a lovely second day of September. I don't know about you, but I really enjoy fall.
Oh, I do too. I'm ready to watch Hocus Pocus. I know you beat me to it last night. You've already watched Hocus Pocus this fall season, but soon I will have some Hocus Pocus time and enjoy that. And maybe I like to watch the Halloween series.
Yes.
At least once.
Yes, that's... And of course, when I worked at the Haunted Hospital, which some of you know, and it was a local haunt attraction here in Scottsville that was set in our old hospital that had been closed down. One of the characters I based, because I was just like a goofy, flirty nurse zombie thing. And one of the characters was Sarah on Hocus Pocus.
Ah.
So, you know, that was fun.
Yeah, I bet.
So, well, leading into creepy things, I know that you and I enjoy some similar taste in books, although you are more magical. Like, you like the magical side.
Fantasy.
And I'm just like, give me murder and mayhem. And so I have started a new book series. And I'm blowing, because I do audio, so I'm blowing through these here. I'm on the fifth book in like less than 3 weeks.
Wow, you are really listening hardcore to those audiobooks.
Normally, I like to take a break, let my brain process. The other night, I was immediately starting the next book in the series. So it's the Will Trent series written by Karen Slaughter. Now, Will Trent, I had tried this book series earlier on when we were shut down for COVID, and I was like, you know, I really don't like this. And I think it was the person reading the book.
Mm.
Kathleen Early is one of the most amazing voices for audiobooks. And so I've gotten the line of series that she is doing the reading. Absolutely love it. Will Trent is this GBI guy. Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
Okay.
So it's like a almost FBI, but not quite state police kind of thing, or above state police. So he was raised in foster care. He is severely dyslexic. So he has to learn how to color code things. He wears a watch on his left hand because with his dyslexia, it's not just reading. It is reading, but it's also he doesn't understand right from left. Directions, he literally needs them written down like a map. And if you have, like, numbers doesn't bother him. So if there's numbers associated with, he can handle it. But he reads like at a second grade level. So when he was doing his education, his college work to join this Georgia Bureau of Investigation, he did a lot of audio.
Ooh.
And he would record lectures. Then he would go back. It's really, and it's taught me some things about dyslexia that I didn't know, but he is wonderful. He's a wonderful character. And Karen Slaughter has a little surprise for you because she intertwines another one of her book series and it's working out beautifully.
Sounds good.
Yes. So if you don't mind gritty, because Karen Slaughter's, she's rough. She'll get into details that you may not necessarily want to get into. But if you like that kind of book, the Will Trent series is definitely a must read. So what are you reading now?
Well, I am working my way through the Nancy Drew series. I started listening to the audio on Libby. I think they have the first 10. And then I realized they didn't make any of the audiobooks for Nancy Drew after the first 10 or so. And they're just not available for us to listen to on Libby if they did make them. But I cannot find them anywhere. So I'm assuming they just didn't turn those into audiobooks.
Yeah.
So luckily, our library participates in the Interlibrary Loan Program.
Yes.
And we are able to get all these Nancy Drew books that we don't have here in the library from other libraries. They're very good about letting us borrow them. And it's a great resource. If you've never used the Interlibrary Loan System, you should give it a shot. If we don't have a book and you want to try that book, but it's so old that you can't really buy it, it's really great for that. But so Nancy Drew, I just finished The Mystery of the Jewel Box and it was great. And the thing I love the most, it's only like a 3-hour read, 180 pages, mm-hmm. pretty quick. And it's, you know, it's a children's book. So it's written more simply. And I just really love them. It's a nice break. But I'm also, of course, re-listening to Harry Potter when I'm listening to an audiobook because that is just my jam and my comfort.
Yes.
So
I love the fact that you have read Harry Potter multiple times.
I was talking to somebody the other day and they're like, can you just not like totally say it yourself? Do you need the audiobook? And I'm like, well, I probably can't remember all of it, but yeah, I know some of the lines when they come up.
Well, there's no, and that, like you said, it's comfort,
right?
There's no real surprise when you're stressed out, and we're all stressed out right now.
Oh, yes.
The tension in the library, and it's not a bad tension. It's just we're all dealing with different things right now. So to have that comfort,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I rewatch Supernatural.
Yeah.
So Supernatural all the time.
It's kind of one of those things, you know what's going to happen and you enjoy rewatching or re-listening to it. But at the same time, if something distracts you, you can pick right up where you are. You don't have to focus so much on it. It can just right. be a noise in the background kind of thing.
And you do actually, no matter how many times you watch or listen to something, you do hear or see something you missed the first dozen times.
Oh, definitely. I know I was listening to the 5th Harry Potter book a couple weeks ago. Yes, it was the 5th one. And this one part, it just really clicked in my brain this go around. They were talking about Luna Lovegood's dad's newspaper.
Yeah.
And that, you know, newspapers are made to sell themselves. So they have to attract and make sure they're getting their crowd focused on things, and they're designed to sell themselves. You know, they've got to spark an interest in you. You want to pick up that newspaper or magazine. And it just kind of clicked, and I thought that was neat.
You know, I never thought about it that way.
But they're designed to sell themselves.
That's right. Because, I mean, honestly, if I see a People magazine and Brad Pitt's on the front.
How can you not pick that up?
You're going to pick that up.
Now, if it's Johnny Depp, I'd definitely pick it up.
Right.
But, you know, I have a crush on Johnny.
Yes. I think it's a little more than a crush, but we're not going to tell your husband that. I think he knows.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Hey, Johnny.
And Johnny Depp was actually in the first the spinoff.
The first two Fantastic Beasts movies. Yeah. Yes. I'm very sad that he's not going to be in the third one.
Yeah.
We won't go there though.
No, we are not going to go there.
Cause I could go on quite a, anyways.
Yeah. Pick up a People magazine. You'll probably hear about it.
Yeah.
So Going back to library loans.
Yes.
A lot of patrons, when I suggest that, they're like, oh, no, don't go through that trouble. And I'm like, it is no trouble at all. It is such a simple process. Chelsea has so many libraries that we borrow from that my screen just went. Okay, there you go.
You're still recording. You're good.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I got a little distracted. We have so many libraries we borrow from because our patrons bring the books back in great shape. We get things turned back in time that libraries are willing to loan to us. We have one, I think it's San Francisco. And I'll look at them and I'm like, oh, wow, these have come from such and such. And I'm such a nerd like that. But it is. And you will actually get things in quicker through library loan than ordering something new. So it is a very good program. And don't worry about asking us to do it.
Right. That is part of a service that we already subscribe to anyways. So it doesn't really change the cost of anything.
No.
So the only time they charge us for an interlibrary loan book is if it gets lost or damaged. So as long as that doesn't happen, we are good to go.
Exactly. And then that might make that library not loan to us in the future. So just always take care of those library books. But we know occasionally what's going to be dropped in the bathtub. We've had that happen recently.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think one got left on the beach somewhere one time.
Oh, there was one I do remember coming back with sand in the cover. And it was like not a little bit of sand. It was like a lot of sand. But I was like, well, hopefully it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, did you bury this?
Or just beat it on its side and knock that sand out. But
oh, we had one that came in with little tiny ants in it the other day. Oh. And evidently wherever somebody had been reading it outside.
Okay. It was and they just got in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I found one. I was like, oh, okay. You know, it's just a little tiny ant. So I clean it up. And I think it was maybe Chelsea looked at Amanda and said, you have an ant crawling on your sleeve.
I bet they probably like the smell of the glue in the spine.
And they may, they may have. Yeah. But it was so funny. I was like, oh, yeah. So if you're reading outside... Make sure that all the critters are out of the books, which I like reading outside, just sitting and kicking back on the porch.
If I can get real comfortable, yes, yeah. I like to read outside. When we went for our anniversary, when we went up to Eastern Kentucky in the mountains and stayed in that cabin, they had a really nice porch swing that I just loved. I went out there with my book, got way too involved in it, but it was great.
See, you know, right now I'm looking for a house. So every time we go and tour a house or I look at it online, I'm like, how big is that porch? And can I have a porch swing? Because I don't want a porch or like a swing bed, how they're doing now. I just want a big porch swing.
Like the wooden ones that we grew up with.
Yes. That you can just get comfortable on. I'm really weird about the outdoors. So when I see people are like, oh, I have this bed swinging on my porch and they have all the cushions and I'm like, oh my God, there's probably bugs in there. I can't lay down and go to sleep outside.
No.
Because something's going to crawl in my ear or my mouth or a snake's going to curl up with me. It's something crazy. Yeah, that I can't handle
it. You'd be so excited if it was a possum, though.
If it was a possum, I'd just draw it into me and hug it.
No, not me. I'd be like, shoot, shoot, go away.
You'd be like, Curtis, you need to come get this possum.
Uh-huh. Well, was it you that shared that video of that man kissing possums?
Yes, he found 8 baby possum just running around his yard. And he was just like grabbing them, picking them up. It was a TikTok.
Yeah.
And he was kissing all these possum, which I kiss baby possum. I can't help it.
No.
Miss Thelma, one of our patrons, she rehabilitates possum. So she brought one up the other day. And I'm like, oh, and I'm holding it and kissing it. And my profile picture on Facebook is with this possum. But yeah.
Well, they are really good for the environment. They eat a lot of ticks and bugs, and I just don't want to touch them. They look too close to a rat to me for me to just want to pet a possum. But, you know, to each their own. Some don't want to mess with cattle, and I love my cows. Like, they are my babies sometimes until they get out of the fence. And then, you know, that's just not fun.
But the only time I want to mess with cattle is, like, when I'm eating a steak. Or a steak. Yeah. Well, I don't think there's anything really coming up at the library.
No, unfortunately, with the COVID numbers, we can't have children's program. But I know you're going to have a painting class in the next, about a week.
Yeah, it's September 11th.
Okay.
From 10 o'clock in the morning till noon. It's a 20-person limit. Now, I know people who have taken my classes in the past know that there's been times I've had 30.
Right.
But right now, to space everybody out so everybody's comfortable.
Right.
And it's 18 and up.
Yes, yes.
Even with this one, it was going to be 10 to 99.
Right.
The ages. And Sheila's like, no, if we can't do children's programs, it needs to be 18 and up.
Right.
So right now, I have 9 people signed up.
Okay.
Which is... In the past, within the first week, it'd be full with a waiting list. Right now, it's not.
You can tell just a lot of people are not comfortable. But the Noble Allen Room is very big. And with only 20 people, you really can space people out where they're not near each other. So
exactly. And I've got a couple of newbies coming.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I'm super excited about that. And then I have some of my veterans.
Yeah.
The ones that are going to walk in and be like, I'm so glad you're back. And then the others are like, I can't draw a stick figure.
You can do this. Miss Mariah will explain it in such a way. You can do it. You can do it.
Yes. But as far as I know, that's about the only thing that we as librarians are doing.
Right. Miss Amanda does have some online programming for the younger children. And Miss Chelsea did a cooking video last week. So if you've not seen her meatball video, you should get on our YouTube or our Facebook.
Yes.
Look at that meatball video. And I can tell you, those meatballs were super yummy. I can't wait to try that recipe myself.
Yeah, because I'm kind of weird about meatballs.
I'm not a big fan most of the time.
Right.
But those were really good.
Really good. I don't like the frozen.
No.
They just taste processed.
We made that mistake one time and ended up just feeding them to the dogs. We would microwave a few until we got rid of them all. Because, you know, they were already mostly cooked, so they just needed to be, thawed and heated. So
they're awful.
Ugh.
But Chelsea's?
They were good.
I would eat those all the time.
Oh, that was such a yummy sandwich.
Yes. So check out our YouTube channel, our Facebook. All of those are on there. And Miss Amanda's going to be having quite a package for kids next week.
Yes. She's got this neat little schedule thing. Mm-hmm. I think they were going to do the laminating last night, but it's really nice for a take-home program.
Yeah. So if you do that on a regular basis, make sure you pick up your craft bags.
Right.
And if you don't, check it out.
Definitely.
She's put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to get your kids into like a morning routine. And I believe there's either a bedtime or an afternoon routine you can make from it. But she's just focusing on the morning routine with this program.
Right. And there's going to be 50 pieces total.
Right. And they're all laminated and really nice. And they're going to have those vis-a-vis markers that you can write and it stays on there until you take a damp cloth. And wipe it off.
That's good because smudges.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, we do have some stuff coming up.
We do. It might not feel like it because we can't have people here with us, which is always sad and a little boring.
Right.
But
yeah,
you know.
And I find myself, I'm like, okay, I know I need to be doing something. And it's like, no, not yet. So it's all coming. I just got to get those numbers down. And it doesn't look hopeful for this year.
No, it doesn't look like programming's going to happen too much this year. But hopefully, you know, once we can start getting that number to go back down, apparently this new strand is just so contagious. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping, because we really want our people to be able to come back into programming, which, you know, the library is still open and we plan to stay open as much as we can, and unless we get told we have to shut the doors.
Right. But yeah, because people are coming in, it's like, when are y'all going to shut down? We're like, hopefully not.
We're hoping not.
Yeah. So we're hanging in there.
Yeah, you guys stay safe out there.
But yeah. So is there anything else that you need to add?
Well, I'm trying to think if there was anything coming up that we've not covered. But definitely look for Miss Amanda's programs. I believe she's posting them every Tuesday. And they're centered on some kind of preschool skill or some kind of building skill for school, which is really great. And then, of course, your painting class, September 11th at...
Yes.
What time?
It is 10 a.m. till noon. We have all the supplies. So you just come, make sure you wear something that if acrylic paint gets on you, you're not going to be too upset.
Right.
Because acrylic paint will not wash out.
No, not out of fabric. Now, you can get it off your hands, but.
Yeah. You can scrape it off a table, but.
You get it on fabric.
No, you are done. So just check us out. You do have to sign up for that.
Yes, but it is free.
But it is so free.
Keep that in mind.
Yes.
That's always nice.
And I think we're good.
I think we've had a pretty good range of information for everybody.
And maybe some stuff you really didn't want to know about, but guess what? You do now.
Yeah. And keep interlibrary loans in mind. That's always a great service to get the books you want if we don't have them. We will try our hardest to find a way to get you the book you want.
The only thing I think nobody can get is textbooks.
Right. Yeah. Textbooks are very hard to get.
Yes. But other than that, try us. That's like a challenge.
You do.
Yes, we do. All right, Miss D, are you done?
I think I'm finished.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. This is Mariah.
This is D.
And thank y'all and goodbye.
You've been listening to Among the Stacks, a podcast produced by the staff of the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you among the stacks.